in the hobby, it's not easy being a fan of ripping packs or repacks. We hype ourselves up thinking that we could pull, I don't know, Hall of Famer. But with zero transparency on available cards and hit rates, it's all just a shot in the dark. Until now, introducing Slab Packs from ArenaClub.com. The only repack that provides real value, a complete view of all possible cards, and clear hit rates for each one. Now when I buy Slab Packs on Arena Club, it finally feels like I know what I'm getting. There is nothing more fun than opening an Arena Club Slab Pack. I mean, it is so much better than any mystery pack that I've ever purchased because there is a focus on transparency. There is a display of available cards. There are hit rates you can get. When you're graded, you're given a rationale. It is the marketplace for card collecting, buying, trading, selling, and displaying. Arena Club Slab Packs are revolutionizing the repack game with transparency. After your pulls are revealed, they'll immediately be placed in your vault for safekeeping or trading and selling. You can have them officially graded by Arena Club. The Arena Club grading process is accurate, fast, and transparent, with a full grade rationale provided and explanation of how your card was scored. Whether you're buying, selling, trading, or displaying, Arena Club is the card collecting platform you have to check out. Right now, you can get 10% off your first purchase by going to arenaclub.com/badmoney. Wow, that's a crazy offer. 10% off a $400 slab pack, that's $40 right there. Anyways, that's arenaclub.com/badmoney for 10% off your first purchase.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
You just take your shot. It doesn't feel like you're on a diet. What I wasn't expecting it to do was to shut off the food noise. This was life-altering, and if I can do it, I feel like anybody can do it.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at Chime.com/build. That's Chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to Chime.com/disclosures for details.
You got problems that you ought to be concerned with. Moolah! You don't know how you're supposed to earn it, or what to do with it, or how to keep it. You're a freak with a dark, shameful secret. But you're not the only one. Get your hidden financial fears with a blast of sun. Now your healing has begun. It's Bad with Money with
Gabe S.
Dunn.
Hello, and welcome to Bad with Money, show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. Some of you guys have mentioned that you listen to me on 0.2 or times 2, like double time on this on these apps. And then some people have said that they need to slow me down. So I'm just going to keep talking at my normal voice / slightly slower, because I do appreciate the people that it's hard. You know, auditory learning is difficult. I'm certainly not one of those. I need to be able to look and see what's going on. So I feel both sides. This is a show about finances and feelings where we don't talk down to you. I have a bunch of messages from the Discord and then also some reactions to a former guest that I would love to speak to you about. Okay, so this is just a very nice message. There's a lot of new people in the Discord. I will say, I'll put the link to the Discord below, but please join. There's been an influx of new people. It's been really nice seeing different names. I am there. I respond. I write back. But yeah, I don't know what happened. A bunch of newbies. This person wrote, new fan of the pod, and the level of introspection that good financial planning requires is making me realize I need to reflect more, i.e. journaling, to figure out what I want and need in this part of my life. Very much enjoying the backlog of good advice. Thank you so much. That's so lovely. If you want to leave that as a 5-star Apple review, I wouldn't be opposed. I will say we just did our Just Between Us, which is my other show. We just did our 5-year anniversary, and two different people wrote in to say that they started listening to the show. They liked me. Then they went back to listen to the backlog and they thought there was a different female host. And they were like, who is this? We don't like them. We want Gabe back. And it was just me pre-transition. Pretty affirming. Also, I liked on the episode we did with Marilyn Reiskab that I was talking about BuzzFeed and she didn't really know anything about it. And then I said I was a woman and I had transitioned. And then she was like, you were a different gender during that time? Plot twist. And I love that she thought of that as a plot twist. Here's some more messages. Hi, y'all. I'm in the process of switching jobs. My future job has our IRA and 401k through Capital Group. All of their funds seem to have fees that are 10 times the fees of what I currently have at Vanguard. Does anyone know how to get around these fees? Any funds with lower fees within Capital Group or as a way for me to move my money out of Capital Group back to Vanguard? Thanks. I have not encountered an IRA offered through an employer where there's also a 401k. Possible you mean an HSA and not an IRA? In any case, if we are talking about employer-based plans like a 401k, you cannot get around it except by asking your employer to make a change because they pick the menu of fund options, not you. You should still put money in. The tax benefits almost always outweigh the higher fees. And definitely if there's any employer match, you should come out way ahead. That said, do approach your employer about this. Talk to some other colleagues and see if they too would prefer lower fee options on the menu and to keep more of their hard-earned money. Set up a group meeting with those colleagues and you and HR. Then politely and persistently follow up. Maybe it's just one person who calls the shots here. At my job, there's a 401k committee. Find out whose mind you really need to change and work it. Low fees rule. Also, you probably don't want to lead with this, but 401k plans can be sued for excessive fees. Companies usually want to avoid lawsuits, so put that arrow in your quiver. And then someone said, I actually have a 401k and IRA 401k Roth at my company as well. Also, I guess that's a thing. I think we knew that, actually. Then this original person says, Capital Group has only given me info on an IRA so far. When I was interviewing, I think they said 401k match. The job I'm leaving has a 401k, so I might have just assumed 401k when they were discussing retirement plans. And then people clarify that IRA means individual retirement account, so can be traditional or Roth. And a 401k, either a traditional or a Roth type, is an employer-provided group plan. So Roth 401k is a different type of account from a Roth IRA. And then people were like, yes, that is the situation. So I was wrong. If I ever said that, I do apologize. But yeah, those are all different types of accounts. So if anyone has any information on what to do about that, if they've worked with Capital Group before, because I'm self-employed, I don't have any sort of, knowledge about what a company could offer, except for when I'm thinking about offering it through my company to myself to maybe do the solo 401k that I've been thinking about doing. But the problem is, when I worked for companies, I never looked into it enough. I didn't do any of this. I didn't reach out to HR. I basically did all the mistakes that this person who gave all of that information, our friend Boring Stephanie, says that you should do. I did none of that. I did absolutely none of it. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a new candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy. It would be so much easier if I was looking for someone to help me with sweetening audio, or let's say someone to run my merch shop, or all the little things that go into running a podcast. Usually something like that would be so slow and overwhelming. And honestly, I wish I had used Indeed, and I will use Indeed in the future. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Just go to Indeed.com/badwithmoney right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/badwithmoney. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You can cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. Everything is more expensive these days when you're running a business, and you would be wise to find proven ways to cut costs and boost performance at the same time. The fact that you are able to reduce your IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud is incredible. And the ability to access your cloud financial system from anywhere saves you so much time and stress. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/badwithmoney. 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 Managing my finances is incredibly stressful and time-consuming. I'm sure you guys know. You've been with me on this journey. You know how many finance apps I've tried. You know how much they haven't worked for me. And I'm always on the hunt for a finance app that fits my life. And then I tried Monarch. It is so easy to use with powerful features, collaboration tools, intuitive design, personalization, constant product improvements. I really value an app that allows me to do all of this without confusion. And especially important to me is intuitive design and the ability to personalize, because clearly finance is not one size fits all. Did you know that money issues are a leading cause of divorce? Monarch, the top-rated personal finance app, also has built-in collaboration features so you can invite your partner at no extra cost. Together, you can see all your finances, collaborate on your budget, and get insights on your cash flow and recurring transactions. It's the easiest way to manage your household finances. Are you saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation? Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals. That's why the Wall Street Journal named it the best app for growing your savings. Have you been frustrated with personal finance apps that are cluttered with ads, difficult to use, rarely updated? So was Monarch. They built a new kind of personal finance app that's intuitive and powerful and ad-free and constantly improving based on customer feedback. Experience a personal finance app that prioritizes the user experience above all else. Monarch is the top-rated, all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, track progress toward financial goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. Unlike other personal finance apps, Monarch's simple, intuitive design makes it so easy to set up, customize, and use. Monarch is the most customizable budgeting app. Change the layout of your dashboard, toggle between light and dark mode, create custom budgets and notifications, set up automatic rules for transactions and notifications, and more. Plus, there's ad-free privacy you can trust. We will never sell your data to third parties or show you ads. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, listeners of this show will get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/badmoney. That's monarchmoney.com/badmoney for your extended 30-day free trial. Another person added, I hate dealing with all the retirement accounts in general. This isn't advice, just a rant on the topic. I'm rolling over my own retirement accounts, traditional IRA and Roth IRA, to my new employer's retirement accounts, 403B and Roth IRA. And it's still confusing. After 2 hours on the phone with a nice person trying to help me for my current employer plan, I have 5 forms to fill out because rolling over the different accounts take different paths and I have to pay Schwab $50 to move my money out and to TIAA. I just want to have money all in one place and not scattered over multiple platforms and retirement accounts. Yeah, you shouldn't have to pay to move your own money. That's ridiculous. Paying to move out the money is awful and very common. It might be decreasing. I'm moving everything to Wealthfront for the most part. If I need to move it out, I believe it doesn't do a fee, but I could be wrong. But I normally have to pay a fee to get it in there. This is how they get you. This is the problem. They add all these fees. Like, I'm now contending with, I have a $25 fee to use my Bank of America account. Just to use it. $25 fee to use it? No, I'm sorry. So you can either call. I've heard you can call and get it waived. Like, I could do that. I might do that. Or I might just close those accounts. I have way too many accounts. And like, it is better. Like, I'm using an app to look at all of my accounts. I don't want to say which one because they don't sponsor me. Maybe I'll say it later. But I'm using one. And it's just looking at too many accounts. I'm just looking at too many accounts. And I know that, well, I'll get into it in a second. So this is talking about all the accounts too. So this is something I do want to discuss. So in the Discord, Jackson says, listening to today's episode, and I used to take 10% of my money and put it into my Cash App and use that money for the week. I need to get back to that. Also, I think of my accounts as people, a little strange, I know. So if I need to dip into savings, I pay that money back when I get paid. And then I said, oh, so that account was your weekly play money. And they said, yeah, bills came out of my bank and snacks, entertainment, and day-to-day spending came from the 10%. And once it was gone, that's it. No more spending till next paycheck. And I said, okay, I love that. So this is the thing. So, okay, I'm working with someone who we're doing a long form thing for this show. I'm not going to say who it is yet or what the long form thing is, but we're doing this like long form series. And maybe I mentioned it. I don't know, but I'm doing a long form series. And part of it was reading this book, Profit First. And they're having me make a lot of accounts. They want there to be separate accounts for a lot of different stuff so that I don't touch the money. I'm not convinced on that. I really think you could do the same thing with just four. So I am going to try that. But I just find it confusing. I currently have a lot of bank accounts. And I really think that looking at them in my little budgeting app, it's just too confusing. It does allow me to not spend from certain places, and I will have different ones for different businesses, but I just think the amount of checking accounts I have is way too many. I don't know. Write in. Do you have a lot of checking accounts? Do you think it would be worth it to use your Cash App or your Venmo as a checking account? I don't know. I'm going back and forth. I do want to address something else that came up in the Discord, which is people had a lot of questions about the Julia Cook episode, which people really liked it. And then other people came in and didn't like it. It was pretty polarizing, actually, which is super interesting for an interview with a children's book author. It did open up a lot of questions that I do want to pose to you guys, which is, do you lie to your kids? And to what extent are you lying? Because the issue that was taken a little bit was the idea that if you have a great skill, it's always going to be needed by society. Like the idea that like labor and employment are always going to be rewarded, which I don't think is a bad thing to have a very young kid think. But I do question like keeping that going for a long time and that coloring like what the kid thinks of the people in the world, where they might think someone who, you know, works at a shop is not as important as a doctor. Like it creates a bit of classism, and I do understand that. But I don't know. It created this lively discussion in the Discord. So if people want to get more into that, head on over to the Discord or please write in. I would love to know what your thoughts were about the Julia Cook episode and what your thoughts are about what you should tell your kids about money. A lot of stuff about kids recently. Okay, when we come back, some news. Hey guys, Gabe Dunn here. I just wanted to let you guys know that I have a Patreon at patreon.com/GabeSDunn. And on that Patreon, I'm going to start doing live hangs with everyone who is a patron. So if you want to join the Patreon, you can get all these episodes ad-free, videos of our mailbag episodes, extra writing from me, blogs, fiction, other stuff, things that I'm thinking about with regards to money and personal stories. And also now live hangs with me on Zoom once a month. So join the Patreon. And if you're not a member of the Discord, hop on over to the Discord. That's free. The link will be in the description. It's so fun. So many of you guys talk over there. It's like truly popping off. And if you're on the Discord, I would love to see you in the live hang so I get to put a face to a name. So yeah, please join patreon.com/GabeSDunn and come hang out with me. I love to track progress. As you guys know from listening to this show, I'm constantly tracking my progress. What have we done so far in 2024? And spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa Credit Card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grow, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans like for a car or a home. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted. That's right, you can build your credit using your own money. Get paid up to 2 days early with direct deposit. With a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. Fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualified direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. Access 60,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. Easily find one near you with the Chime app. Send and receive money. Use Chime to pay anyone, Chime members or not, and cash out your money fee-free. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started at chime.com/badmoney. That's chime.com/badmoney. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa Credit Card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
You can probably treat yourself to an ad-free upgrade or at least grab an extra latte. After getting a Chime checking account with features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe, no minimum balance requirements, and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. That's chime.com/goals24. Chime. Feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.
So in an email in last week's mailbag, we had Lisa talking about buying a home during 2020 and how much of a discount and like how much better mortgage rate you received. And today there's an article in CNBC talking about how you should have sold your home in 2023. So I guess you could buy a home for way less, obviously, and during the pandemic, which sounds so dystopian. And so like, obviously, the world has changed significantly because of COVID and since COVID. And it's very interesting to watch sort of capitalism take over. But 2023 listed homes sold for 2.3% more, $7,700 boost to the typical US home. When you look around at houses here in Los Angeles, the smallest, most like not even that special house is, I would, 1.5 million, easy, easy. So I think there's going to be a lot of sales, but I'm curious about who's going to be able to buy these houses, who's going to be able to pay for these houses. I guess if you're operating out of somewhere that isn't Los Angeles, you might have a better shot, but the good times are over. You know, it always comes back around. There's always housing shortages, crises, rebounds, blah, blah, blah. It might be, honestly, I'm curious to see if there's ever a upswing again because COVID again hit a lot of housing harder than I think it was. I would argue even then it was hit in 2008. I saw a thing recently about a guy who wrote a book a long time ago talking about what the US should do in the case of a pandemic. It was all of these, you know, things that is unfortunately what he said not to do is what we ultimately did and ended up doing. And I think so with housing, you know, it's not to say there weren't any warning signs. There absolutely were. You could have picked up any book, you could have picked up any sort of writing on the topic, and you would have known what to do to at least cushion the economy. As we know, most of it didn't happen. So I think that the housing stuff is going to be one of the last things to recover. This is a story that I'm obsessed with about the Boeing planes falling apart. I was talking to my friend Chris about stories about infrastructure falling apart in the United States, public infrastructure. So we were talking about like bridges not up to snuff and zoning like laws and building laws not being up to snuff and different like
you know, obviously a bridge, like people drive across it every day. It needs to be safe, but they're going unchecked. They're being built shoddily because they need to be built quickly. I think a lot about the building in Miami, which is like where near where I'm from, that collapsed, Surfside. I just think there's like all of this public infrastructure, but also private infrastructure. So the building and also what's been going on with Boeing, because a lot of these places will not do checks, will not make sure things are safe, because they've calculated that it is cheaper for them to deal with lawsuits or to deal with negligence claims than it is to actually pay to upgrade the plane or the building or the bridge. So that is a thing that some people online and journalists think is going on with Boeing, in that flights are losing tires, panels are missing, a door flew off, like all kinds of stuff. And people are saying, like, please, let's not normalize planes falling apart. Like, please do not start thinking, well, that's just a thing that happens, like how we do with like car crashes and recalls on cars, where it's like, yeah, cars just crash. Like, that's a thing. Like, we should not be, we should be very upset about this. We should be like lobbying about this, writing in. Like, I know it's a private company, but they're, keep your eye on this, because planes should not be falling apart. And it's going to come to a thing where it's like, and it already has, of I'm sure them calculating how much do we have to pay in order to fix this versus, or take the fleet off, you know, off the lot, or fix every plane versus how much we will deal with if a plane crashes. And if you don't think that these people are considering that and weighing human life based in dollars, you're sorely naive. I think the airline industry took a huge hit during lockdown, and they came back and they're still taking hits. And so I can see them being like, we can't deal with another thing. We can't pay for more fixes. We can't pay to take more of these shoddy planes off the runway. Like, we can't, you know, take another financial hit, but you're going to take even more of a hit fucking morally, because people are going to die. So it is kind of lucky that we are able to post about these things and show these things, and like, don't have to wait for the mainstream media to cover them. And like, if you were on a plane, you can share immediately what happened, because I think if we didn't have social media, we would never, there would never be any way to link all of these things together. Read more about this, please. Like, it's going to start affecting our lives more than we want it to. And I don't want to wait until there's a massive crash before we, I know like write into your reps is very impotent at this time, but write into your reps or make a stink about this. I'm not like even that scared to fly, just in general as a person. I'm sort of like, driving is scarier to me, because getting on a plane, it's like, it's all out of my hands. But it shouldn't be out of your hands to the point that the door falls off. If you want to write into Bad With Money, you can do so at gabeisbadwithmoney@gmail.com. You can also send a voice memo that way. Join the Patreon, patreon.com/GabeSDunn. Please, I love the patrons. I'm going to be putting more stuff up there. You can get ad-free episodes, and follow me at Gabe S. Dunn on Instagram and at BWM Pod on Instagram. Okay, love you guys. Bye. Bad With Money with Gabriel S. Dunn is a production of Noted Bisexual, produced by Melissa D. Motz and Diamond M. Print Productions. Edited by Diane Kang. Post-production sound by Coco Lorenz. Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson. And music by Mike Kaplan, Zach Sherwin, and Jack Dolgen. Sung by Sam Barbera. Thank you. Love you. Bye.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more, right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of plan investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.